Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord has good things to speak to His people as He speaks to us heart to heart. Whenever you go in the presence of the Lord, just worship Him and enjoy His presence. Know that He is. Know that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. God always responds to faith. Don't consider the things that's not. Don't consider the past. Don't consider lack of experience. Don't consider that you don't know what to do. Only trust Him. Receive His words. Receive what He has to say. Know for a fact that He evaluates everything perfectly. Know that He loves you. Know that He loves your people. And it's easy, it's very easy for God to solve the situation if He has someone who can believe Him for it. The only thing that restricts God is our doubts. And we learn to doubt. But see, the thing about light is, darkness can't comprehend it. People who speak from a position of fear, a position of doubt, a doubtful disposition, people who don't believe and won't believe, they have convinced themselves that they are right, and they don't understand God and how He operates. But the Word of God describes to us how He operates. How He thinks. His love is settled towards us. He loves us very much. He loves all of us, even the contrary people. And most of them are contrary because they never took time to get to know the Lord themselves. They go by how other people treat them. And remember, our first authority figures shape the way we see God. Some parents are mean. Some parents are thoughtless. They don't think about everything. Some parents are loving. Some parents are just clueless. And people are no different. And some people are wise. And then when we do have wise parents, there's always somebody to try to discredit them. And now we have television and media, and depends on what you watch. Some of the programs that people, that children watch, discredit the parents that they have in the children's eyes. And we buy them these videos for Christmas. Things that make a mockery of what life is. But that's all darkness can do, mock life. But real life, the real light of God, the light of God's way, the life that we live based on the Word of God, there's no darkness. There's no darkness that can discredit it. It can't comprehend it. The light will always, and I mean always, overcome every form of darkness. The enemy tries to get Christians to give up because he can't stop them. He doesn't know how to stop them. If they're willing to serve God, and the more determined they get, the less chance he has of getting them to stop the progress. If you live by your faith, if you're in faith, and if you operate by your faith, Satan can't stop you from following God. Can't stop the progress. He has to get you to do that. He has to get you to give up. He has to get you to give in. He has to get you to choose to give out. Now, the Lord's going to help you, but you got to believe him. And you got, if you stay in faith, there's nothing he can do about it. And James, we've been given a great authority over Satan. Jesus said it this way in James: submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. In that order. Now, as you get to know God, if you go in his presence and you say, I'm going to learn who God is, if you make that determination, a feeling of joy is going to come over you because you said it from the heart. If you just agree with it from the mind, it's not the same. But if you say it from your heart, the core of you, I'm going to get to know God, a feeling of joy is going to come over you. Peace is going to rise up. And when you worship him because of who he is, we praise God for what he's done. We worship him for who he is. When you praise God and worship God, sometimes you can sense his presence. And it's wonderful. And you feel like you can do anything in that moment, because you bumped into him. Now, when you ask him questions, the knowledge that's in him gets in you. And then it becomes true. You are like Superman. You can do anything. And you're invincible. There's nothing the enemy can do against you because you force his hand. You speak the word of God. You put a demand on the promises that God has already given you. And you drive out the things of darkness, just like Israel was supposed to drive out the Canaanites. All of them, the Amalekites, the Amorites, all of them. You're going to drive out all the negative persuasions of men, your negative persuasions that you've learned. And God is going to be reshaped and reformed in your vision, in your eyes. You're going to see him as he is, more so than how your first authority figures presented him. Children look to their parents for everything. And if their parents are godly, that's how they'll believe God is. If their parents don't have take care of them, it's hard for them to believe God will either. But God is not, he's greater than our parents. We bear fruit after our kind. Now, to those who have loving parents, loving and wise parents, God-fearing parents, they love God and they raise their children. But they weren't wise enough to monitor what their children was taking in, watching on TV and hearing songs and things like that. If the children keep listening to the debauchery and the parents keep living the life of God, the children will probably go wild for a while. And then they'll remember the love and kindness of their parents, and they'll have an anchor to come back to. That's why if you train your children in the way they should go when they're old, they won't depart from it. Now, foolishness is bound in children. You can do everything right and monitor what they do and make sure they hear and see the right things. But if they have any wonder about sin and they play with sin, they'll go wild and they'll try things and get hurt, and then they'll come back. Until people believe on Jesus for themselves and they become determined from their own heart, they meander in and out of the world system, or they take the world system too lightly. Every Christian needs to hate the world system. That's the death of you. A lot of people are neutral about the world. You can't be neutral about it because what Adam was neutral about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And he eventually ate off of it. And in 1,400 years, the people were trying to kill each other. Their thoughts were only evil continually. Now, 1,000 years is like one day with the Lord. They couldn't last a day. They couldn't last a day. God had to reduce the life of man down to a tenth of a day so we could survive sin in this world. You can't be neutral against sin. You have to love God and hate sin. If you don't, it will consume you. It will open the door for the enemy to deceive. And it wasn't all men. Satan had a hand in it too. But they gave him place. And as they gave him place, he took advantage. As they gave him place, they took advantage. As he gave him place, they took advantage to the point that they were consumed. They had no heart for God. They had no heart for what's right. They were murderers. All of their thoughts was only evil continually. They had no peace. There is no peace to the wicked, only torment. When people get so far out that if they're not doing wrong, they don't feel right. They are driven to darkness, a fierce darkness. They are captured. And that's not what God intended. And then they bear fruit after their kind. They bear evil fruit because they became evil. Now, sin is a condition. I don't fear it. Jesus destroyed it, and I hate it. I don't fear it, I hate it. I'm not afraid that I sin, I just hate it. And I love God, and I hate sin. That's how we're supposed to be. Some people love God, and they like sin. They laugh at the sinful jokes. They watch things on TV that's wrong. You know, there's a wave of thought, you know, a doctrine of the devil. And once you're saved, you're locked in, you can't be lost, even if you sin. And people think that they're all right. A lot of church members have bought into this lie. Because preachers they became soothsayers. They want to preach an old soothing gospel. You know, in Isaiah's day and also in Jeremiah's day, they said, don't preach to us right things, preach to us smooth things, preach deceits. Turn us aside. We don't want to listen to God no more. Just preach things smooth. Make everybody happy. And there are people that, you know, there's always somebody that'll believe something that you say. And some people they won't deal with the sin. They don't, you know, when they first come to God, they're willing to leave it alone. But the enemy's trying to tempt them. And if he can get them enticed, then they're interested. And if your focus changes, you change with it. Everything changes. The way you see God changes. If you don't hate sin, you're going to see God different. You'll be looking at God sideways. And you'll be looking at the world, lusting after the things of the world. And then, and all the while, you're becoming more and more an enemy against God. And then they become satisfied away from God. Going to church becomes a thing of the past. They don't care about going to church anymore. They don't care about learning God's word anymore. Everything is stalled out. And children see parents that once loved God become relaxed against God. They form opinions that are not good. And they begin to do things they shouldn't do. And the children remember parents that once loved God, and now they don't go to church anymore. And they become, they start just, see, when you stay at home and don't go, it's comfortable. You're comfortable because you're in your nice warm house. And you can watch TV, you can lay down, you can eat if you want to. You don't have to sit up. You can lay down and watch TV all day. So people who don't go to church, they watching sports, they watching whatever they want to, they laughing at the TV. Now, it's not about duty, and it's just about the condition of your heart. The thing that once caused you to thrive, the thing that once caused, you know, you were after God, you wanted to know Him, you wanted to see Him as He is. The God you once knew becomes a foreigner. And now, things have, if your focus changes, you change with it. Every time somebody's focus changes, they change too. So now what we have to do, we have to learn to seek Him. We have to learn to understand and trust Him. See Him as He is, not how He's presented. And this happens slow, not fast. A man becomes poor, a little folding of the hands, a little too much sleep. See, when you get up and go to work, your muscles stay hard. You don't go soft. And the less you do, the harder it is to get back in gear. And demons, if you give place to them, they're taking territory. And they're slick. They'll make it seem like you're all right. They'll tell you you're all right. God loves you. You're all right. He know your situation. And they steadily pour, you know, robbing you, changing your character. If you don't hate sin, you're like a spider that caught the fly. You're like the fly that got caught by the spider, and he's wrapping you up. People can get to the point they can't even make up their mind what they want to do. And if they start, well, I'm going to church again, the enemy will get somebody to call them and distract them again. The old girlfriends will start calling them. Somebody will run out of gas the day you determine to go to church. Now they need you to go get them some gas or something. And then, I'm going to tell you this too, if he's afraid that you'll go back to God and love God, he'll kill you while you're in his territory. He'll work against your life if you're playing on this territory. Best thing for you to do is hate sin and love God. And do the things God said do. Do the things that made you strong in the first place. Listen to the word. Hear Him out. Go to church. Sometimes people start learning from the Lord and they say, well, I'm learning good. I don't need to go to church anymore. That's not true. We can't see God. It's like we look through a glass darkly. Our understanding is in part. And we got to be faithful, as faithful we can with the part of the knowledge we have. To stay in true balance, everything sounds good from a certain point of view. Spirits talk just like God does. And they'll lie to you. And if you don't catch it, you'll believe something that you shouldn't. And the way to stay balanced is go around people of God that's doing the same thing you're doing. Go around dedicated people that just love God. Now, people are not perfect. They're not going to always say the right thing at the right time. They may not always say what you need at the right time. But it's still a safety world for you. You can, when God give me things, I have to make a strong decision. I let him confirm it. My pastor always confirms something. The hard things that God, something new to me. I say, okay, and I get my confirmation. If you're in faith, you're going to get a confirmation if you need it. And God know you're trying to follow him and do right and not do wrong. We need it. I like when I go to church and listen and stay in the love of God, stay in balance around other people doing the same thing. If you start swaying the wrong way, or if you go off on a tangent, people to help you come back. You can mean well and go, but don't fear it. You can mean well and still go off on a tangent. But don't fear all that. It can happen. And I pray, I said, Lord, help me not go off on a tangent. Help me do precisely what you want me to do. Every broadcast I do, I say what he puts in my heart. He's talking to people. I like some broadcasts greater, more than others. Some of them seem very repetitious to me. But God knows what he's doing. He's talking to people. I'm just a vessel. And if I can yield to him, I can help somebody. And I want people to get whatever they need. And so does the Lord. God, he trains us and helps us out, teaches us at our pace. And as we go forward, loving him, we learn, and then we get to see what he's talking about. We get to see things as they are. And it's wonderful. Now, God loves us. He came to do great things in our lives and bless us and help us go forward. There's nothing we can't do as we follow him. He loves us dearly. And he's true to you. Now, as you draw near to him, he continues to draw near to you. And he's going to bless your whole life, all of it. Not one part will be out of place. As you follow, you'll learn and grow. Things will become clearer, and the word of God causes you to have the mastery over your own life. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. Not yet. He's running out of time. He has a short time to work in our lives like he wants to, because the rapture is about to happen, and he's got to come back. But till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.